Welcome to Community Presbyterian Church Sermon Podcast for Sunday, August 2nd, 2015. The Reverend Ron McCaddy is preaching. The sermon for today is Embracing the Future by Taking Advantage of the Present. The New Testament readings are from Matthew chapter 5, verses 23 and 24, and Hebrews chapter 12, verses 14 and 15.
Amen.
Amen. So if I seem a little rattled this morning, it's only because I am. I set my alarm for 5 this morning, which I know is nothing for Joanne and her lifestyle, but so I could get down here early. And my son's 140 lab rot mix went into a panic attack when the low battery beep went off on our fire alarm. So that's just a big dog. You try to corral when he's whining and trying to find protection and peeing and pooping and going, oh man, I just don't have time for this morning. This is just chaos. And, you know, it takes 2 grown men. Matt's 34. I mean, when that dog goes into a panic attack, yeah, it's just a mess to try to take care of. So, and, you know, there comes that moment in time when you want to say, I don't want either one of you here anyway, you know. So, why did you get hurt, Matt, and get injured, and now we're doing, so, you know, 20 years of frustration. No, not really. So, then I got down here only to discover that the exact place where I had thought I put all my notes for this morning were actually locked in the trunk of my car in an upholstery shop in Auburn, waiting to get a tear repaired Monday and Tuesday while I fly up to see my mom. So, here we are. Good morning. And, you know, it was really interesting this morning coming down here. And I did think about it in terms of just trying to calm down. I was driving down. The fast lane this morning on 80 was doing 95. So, you know, I was just in the groove and I just kept on going, well, you know. Me? There were too many of us going 95. The slow lane was doing 60 this morning. I mean, it was crazy. But it's a good thing I didn't get pulled over because I probably would have gotten thrown in jail for insubordination or something. So my intent, though, this morning is to do something very different and to try to help us assess the words that I'm going to read in a few minutes out of Isaiah. And how this all kind of came together is last Sunday, as I was walking out of church, David said to me, I think I forgot to tell you there'll be no worship band next week. Oh, okay. So, I just, you know, I was determined. He says, maybe you could just do it all on video. And I went, I just really don't want to do it all on video. So then I began playing around with some ideas. And then Henry was kind enough to say to me, you know, I'm not going to be out of town. I'm the only one left. So the conversation began evolving, and I asked Debbie to do some assistance. But I want you to listen to these words that come out of Isaiah 6, 1 through 8. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lofty, and like the hem of his robe filled the temple. This is Isaiah speaking. Seraphs were in attendance above him. Each had 6 wings. With 2 they covered their faces, with 2 they covered their feet, with 2 they flew. And one called to another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. The pivots on the threshold shook at the voice of those who were called, and the house filled with smoke. And I said, Woe is me, I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among the people of unclean lips. Yet my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. The one of the seraphs flew to me, holding a live coal that had been taken from the altar with a pair of tongs. The seraph touched my mouth, and it said, Now that this has touched your lips, your guilt has departed, and your sin is blotted out. Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? And I said, Here I am, send me. As this series of messages has unfolded on embracing the future, we've talked about a lot. And next week, my intent is to talk about four possible options that I see for CPC. But there's a need for engagement for each one of us. And my hope this morning is to enable us to, just personalize that statement of Isaiah, here I am, send me. And for us, not that we resolve all the questions of what that means in one given morning, but to at least begin making some preparation of what that means in each one of our hearts for the future. So going backwards for a moment, in the very first message on preparing for the future, we talked about letting go of the past. And I concluded that message by saying that in the process of letting go of the past, it's not that we fail to remember the past, or maybe even on special occasions celebrate the past. It's an issue of whether or not we're willing to stop living in the past. And that's really critical, just not only for CPC, it's critical for most churches in the United States. We yearn for what many just consider the good days, when church was more part of our culture, when people went to church because it was an expectation. One of my good friends about 20 years ago, who pastored about 15 miles from my church in the Silicon Valley, took a call back to Third Presbyterian Church in Richmond, Virginia. And we stayed in contact with one another, and I said, what's one of the biggest changes? He says, well, one of the biggest changes is back here, it's still part of the culture for people to make their faith in their church more a part of their daily lives. I went, So people plan what they're going to do on Sunday around going to church, rather than having church be the first thing they eliminate on Sunday. And he says, plus it helps because church and the NFL schedule don't conflict with one another in the same way that they do on the West Coast, so everyone can come to the early service and still get to Washington, D.C. in time to watch the Redskins play. So he says it's just a whole different cultural experience. But, we live in a world where our culture doesn't easily, especially on the West Coast, doesn't easily reinforce people of faith, particularly of Christian faith. And we have to take that into realization as we go forward. But we also have to take into realization that oftentimes what we need to let go of from the past are things within ourselves that may prove not to be helpful. Attitudes, sometimes people in churches just aren't the nicest people to one another. Have you ever noticed that? There are days when I go, why would anyone want to come here? So we ended that first message, letting go of the past by just asking people to be mindful of this passage of Scripture from Psalm 139. It says, "Search, see if there's any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." The 23rd verse reads this way, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my thoughts." And then I shared with you that morning that that word wicked, it's not the literal meaning, but one of the possible translations of that word wicked is the word hurtful. And that I oftentimes find that more something that we're able to digest and apply more easily. Very few of us consider ourselves wicked individuals, but we are mindful that there are hurtful things within us, and that we say and do things that are not helpful. They're not helpful in our relationships at home. They're not helpful in our relationships at work, at school, in our neighborhood. They're not helpful in our relationship with one another here at the church. And so, in kind of a time of review, I just want us to take a few moments and reflect on that. I think that to a great extent, the future of CPC lies on our willingness to be honest with ourselves. It's real easy for us to point out what's wrong with everybody else. But are we going to be at our best here at CPC? And if we're willing to deal with the personal things in our own lives that are hurtful to others, and could be hurtful to the well-being of the church, and permit God the opportunity to point those out to us, that would be a huge blessing. Doesn't mean that you have to go around and share everyone else what the Lord lays on your heart. But this morning I'd like us to just take some time. Debbie's going to play some background music so you don't feel like, you know, you're totally out there on the limo by yourself. But just be honest. And, you know, there may be something that comes to your mind immediately. There may be nothing. But it could be the first step of just being honest with God and saying, you know, what are the hurtful things in me that I need to deal with?
You have been listening to Community Presbyterian Church Sermon Podcast. To learn more about Community Presbyterian Church and its ministries, come visit us at 2800 Georgia Street in Vallejo, California, or visit our website, cpcvallejo.org. You can also email us at cpcvallejo@sbcglobal.net. Have a blessed day.